The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Power is gonna restore 15 to 20 million jobs.
I am your future.
Isn't it about time for a change?
AmericanWorkersRadio.com.
You're listening to American Workers Radio, a national network promoting American-made products with your host, Michael Blihash.
Well, welcome once again to another edition of American Workers Radio here on 860 AM Radio. And as you know, we serve the entire tri-state area of southeastern Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware, always there to make sure that you're informed about what is happening. We are also on the internet simply by logging on to AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on the Listen Live link Wednesdays between 11 a.m. and 12. And then on anytime during the day, you can go to our rebroadcast simply by logging on to AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on the Listen Anytime link. I ask that you contact family and friends. Let them know that we're here. We have a lot of things to talk about. And, you know, as I mentioned so often, since 1999, we've been promoting the Buy American Made campaign and promoting American workers. It's really done a very nice job, and I'm very pleased to see that many radio programs are picking up our weekly commentary, which I'm proud to supply, and also getting people united. I mean, we have to do something to unite people, to not only politics, Democrats, Republicans, independents. We have to be Americans. We have to act like Americans. And that's what this is all about. The politicians are doing what they feel is best. Unfortunately, not all that they are doing is really going to be passable. If I was to give grades, I wouldn't want to tell you what kind of grade I would give. But anyways, I want to say a special thank you to our panel members. Mark Andel, the founder of the Made in America store. Larkin Conley, national small business advocate. And also Rich Loges, principal of RJL Technology Integration. Our engineer is Henry Chaplinsky. And to all of the people that send my emails out to other radio broadcasts, to their organizations, family, and friends, I'm Michael Blihash, and I appreciate everything that you are doing to promote America. You know, in just a few days, we'll be pausing to mark Memorial Day, which is always the last Monday of May, honoring the men and women who died while serving the United States. Now, many of you know that originally it was called Decoration Day during the Civil War, when the North and the South paused to decorate the graves of those who died in service to America, died during the Civil War. And it continued for many, many years as a day of remembrance. And then in 1971, Memorial Day became an official national holiday by an act of Congress, and it's celebrated annually on the last Monday of May. As we pause to honor all who died in service to America, I ask that you consider the importance of service to America, all that our people are doing representing America in various countries. Many continue to die during their service. Just a few weeks ago, on the third Saturday of May, we celebrated Armed Forces Day to recognize the service of active members of all who served in America's forces. That's everybody today. It was a great celebration. We had a number of celebrations in the Philadelphia and tri-state area. And many Americans will be observing Memorial Day with parades and community events, visits to memorial sites and monuments in cemeteries. It's a day for us to sit, relax, and enjoy, and also think about the service that the military does provide to our great nation. As you gather with family and friends during the Memorial Day holiday, encourage them also to support American workers and the importance of supporting local businesses, and also invite them to really get involved in doing that. There's more and more business associations, and I want to talk a little bit about that today too. Business associations have to pick up the ball and get this thing moving a little more, and they have ways to do it, and I'll mention it during today's broadcast. But first, a person who is always out there doing things to get America back to normalcy is a man who lives in Buffalo, New York. I had a conversation with someone from Buffalo, New York. We had a long conversation yesterday. They've been to Mark Store many times. They've been to the Falls, both sides. They told me the Canadian border still shut, but they like very much up there and the Broadway market and everything else. So I was really, really pleased. Mark, how is everything with you? And what are your plans for this Memorial Day?
Yeah, how you doing, Mike? And I think Larkin's on, Rich and Henry. Mike, a lot going on, you know, definitely challenging times. But we got to think positive and go forward. And like you said, you know, there's so many people can step it up to help us get there in these challenging times. You did mention Memorial Day weekend, and, you know, a lot of people you know, do things this weekend, get together, the families and the friends. And we see them coming to the Made in America stores, which is great because they're buying Made in America from Yuengling beer to fire rings and flags. And, you know, there's no better time or more important day because this day honors and mourns the military personnel that died in their performance of the military duties. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, Veterans Day is for the veterans that are alive. And, you know, Armed Forces Day salutes all those that serve and are serving now, but Memorial Day is just real important to realize these are the ones that gave the ultimate sacrifice. So, Mike, a big day at our stores. You know, back I missed last week. I was out of town, and we did have our Armed Forces Day event, the first event in a year and a half at the Made in America store. And I want to say, Mike, it went off real well. People just liked getting back together. Ricky Lee came and sang for 4 hours, and just a lot of good people came. And it was nice to see the gathering and the friends and just talking again, more normal. So it was our first kickoff event as we reopen. You know, that was back on Armed Forces Day. But now we've got Memorial Day, and people, it's the kickoff of summer generally. You know, it's also known for the start of summer. And it's important that people, you know, buy American, support the country they live in. And I'm seeing it more and more. And I had some really good news with that that company, the Peloton company. They're the largest exercise equipment giant that makes a lot of exercise equipment from bicycles, exercise bikes to treadmills. And that company, I sent that email around, Mike, and they're investing $400 million in Troy, Ohio. And the new plant's going to employ over 2,000 people. It's about a two-year project. But to see these things happening in our movement, plants and big companies making decisions to stay here in America is just outstanding. And you got to pick these out because in this negative times and challenging times, there's so many good things happen. And that's what we want to see, Mike, you and me and our team, these big companies making decisions to make the product here in our borders again. So that's great news. We've got some, you know, for us, we got our car shows coming back. The Erie County Fair is opening back up, but we got to decide with the math, is it worth, you know, can you go there and make money with the different rules and regulations? So we're kind of, we got to make sure we do the right things. We can't lose any money because, as you know, businesses are closing all around us, and you know, it's the fallout from the pandemic. It's still there. We had a Habersham, which is a big company that makes the vessels we sell. It's like a candle without a wick, but they had 1,200 employees, and we got word this early this week that they're closing, mainly due to the worker shortage, believe it or not, and they're in the Georgia area, and they just had to send a letter to us, and we've sold hundreds of thousands of dollars in their vessels, and it was a shame to hear that a great company is closing because of worker shortage and the fallout from the pandemic. They had to readjust. They're going to make a specific candle still, but not the line that we carried. So they had to readjust and use their employees where their best product is in these times. So, Mike, definitely challenging times. You know, I think the Trump administration was always America first. This administration, I hope it is in politics first because it's got to be America first, Mike.
Yeah, it's got to be. And I have to tell you, this politics first is really starting to turn a lot of people off. You know, just
you know
your
I mean.
Your example is unbelievable. the candle company, people use candles all the time. They have to downsize because of the worker shortage. Now, I don't know if you understood this. Maybe I didn't hear this correctly, but I understood that many of the governors are rejecting the federal expansion of the unemployment benefits. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did. You know, they've got to I was out of town and talked to a lot of people. You just can't get workers back, and who would come back if you're getting 3 to 4 times more of the money at home, especially your part-time workers? We've got Applebee's around here, close their lunch schedules, and, you know, different places. Rich sent me this Louis hot dog, 75-year-old business in Buffalo here. Places are closing left and right, and this is the fallout. They couldn't make it a year. It was hard enough, and then you can't get employees when you're trying to reopen. I want to read something, Mike. I just received this email. We sell CarMate trailers. They're made in Pennsylvania. CarMate trailers are more or less our enclosed trailer. We manufacture a lot of our open ones, but it just says here, I apologize for this content of this letter. Never in the history of CarMate trailers have we seen such unsettling modifications in material prices and freight. We truly regret having to announce that the trailer surcharge must increase to 22.75% on all orders placed after May 1st. Now, this is overnight. I just got this 22.5%. In regards to orders placed previous to May 1st, we are unable to absorb the entire loss we are experiencing and must charge a surcharge of 10.75% exception on the units that were already ordered. So these means the trailers that I had ordered, they're raising them. They can't absorb it. And also, I'm sure you've noticed that the fuel charge continues to increase. The extra fuel charge is 22.5% on getting the trailers here. So now you've got a 20.75% increase in the price of a trailer, plus 22.5% in the surcharge to get it to me because of fuel. So, Mike, you could imagine, this is just one great example. I just got this 2 minutes ago. It's tough times. I mean, number one, to get product. And then to be able to sell it. You can't sell it until you actually get it and realize what the cost is going to truly be, and then you can sell it. So very difficult times.
You know, Mark, as you're talking, I'm saying to myself, I'm not hearing this coming out from the House or the Senate. We're hearing all political nonsense. It's all politics. And yet they're not talking about businesses being destroyed within this country.
And this CarMate's in Leeper, PA, Mike. I'm not sure if you know where that is, but Leeper, PA. And they're a big manufacturer. Hurts us because that's more sales loss for us. Plus, we can't get the product. Plus, we got to tell our customer. And what we're finding out, the customer is looking at us, and they're getting sticker shock. Like, what are you, ripping us off here? And I'd say, hey, I'll show you the bill of material. I'll show you what we paid for it. I'll show you our markup. But the customer is uneducated, and that's what you're just talking about. The national, you know, media has to bring this out to the customer. It's not these business owners taking advantage of anything. I'm trying to make the same margin. I just can't get the product, and plus I've got to get these emails every day with these constant price increases that are never talked about.
No. This has got to come to an end. I'll tell you, I wished the new administration the best, but now I really think we have to do something about it. You know, with all the changes coming to some level of normalcy in many states, we still don't have documented answers as to the questions people often ask me. They say, Michael, how did all this happen? And I say, we have to get the medical and elected leaderships demanding a report on exactly what, where did the coronavirus come from? They say, oh, we don't want to upset the Asian people. There'll be protests. People will be angered with them. This is not about the Asian people, period. It is about how did this happen to our country and the world? And here we are 14 months into this, and nobody has an answer.
Michael, I'm sorry to like cut in line.
Do
here.
It.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning,
Rich Logis. I was ready to go to you.
So here's a question. Here's a question for everyone to think about. Let's say, Larkin, for argument's sake, that we find out that the U.S. and I'm not saying this is the case, but let's say beyond argument's sake, irrefutably, unequivocally, the United States and the world find out that the coronavirus was a man-made virus,
right.
Man-made, and it was and whether intentionally or unintentionally let out into the world. We find that out.
Right.
What is expected now? So the question then becomes, let's say all that's true. Now what, Mark? Now what we will, what is it that your regular everyday Americans or our Congress or numerous state governments will do about it if that were the case? Now what?
That's a very good question.
Now what?
And
now
here we are 14 months.
Drop an atomic bomb on China? You want to drop should we drop an atomic bomb on them?
No, no.
Should we put tariffs on them? Should we? What should we do? What now, Larkin? What's next?
But wait, Rich, if something happened like that, if you do something on someone's pavement or you bump into their car, you apologize and say, it was my fault. This is what, wherever this virus should have, the people should have said immediately. In respect to all the people, out of respect for all those that suffered, died, people lost. Just in America, over 500,000 people died. Many people didn't have a chance to bid farewell to their loved ones who passed away in all institutions. And there's no apology, and there's no answer. We're talking about masks and all this other stuff.
So what should the United States do? Let's say, Mark, we found out man-made, some idiot runs the lab, let it out, didn't tell anyone for months, here we are.
Well, those are the now responsible what? Parties. Many people say to me, oh, Michael, don't bring it up because the Asian people are being picked on. No, I'm not picking on any culture, any Asian or whatever. I want to know how it got loose from wherever.
And
so it doesn't happen
that,
again.
But Michael, but once we find out, now what?
Well,
what do we do, Larkin? What do we do next?
Well, maybe we have to ask the place that it came from for retributions.
And first, Rich, we don't buy China-made crap no more.
You mean like the $7 trillion in debt that
yes.
we owe China?
That should be maybe taken off the books.
What do we do about it?
Well,
give
we have
an
to
answer. I want Larkin. What do we do about it? What now?
Larkin, let's hear your answer, because
it's
hurt the livelihoods of American people. It's hurt our businesses. It displaced people all over the USA. School children were unable to get together and learn. This is just not something we're going to forget about in 6 months or a year. This has long-lasting memories that are going to be very negative. I'm in social services, so I hear from people all the time. I was unable to see my mother before she died for 9 months. I was unable to see her. Who's responsible?
Well,
no answer to date. Yes, Larkin.
I don't think you can make anybody singularly responsible for this.
If the lab was responsible, fine.
This is why technology wars are and have the prospect of being much more dangerous than any armed battle.
That's
military
right.
versus military. These technology wars that we're talking about, and listen, they're saying that Russia influenced Trump's victory. Just what happened in the Colonial Pipeline should be the greatest wake-up call this country has received in a long time. Somebody in Russia hacked their system and shut down gasoline for the northeast portion of the country, south of New Jersey. And hello?
Yeah, and they paid.
And the country, the Colonial Pipeline, which is owned by a consortium of oil companies and drillers, paid a ransom.
And how much was that ransom, Larkin?
I don't think they ever divulged that, although
I thought I heard it was $5 billion.
$5 billion?
$5 billion is what I was told. I don't know if that's possible.
I heard it was $5 billion.
Well, see how this story gets transferred down the line. The bottom line, we need to know reasons. Mark, you have to have a reason to tell your people when your prices go up, hey, it's not me. The news, right. The national news media should be reporting every night what is happening, not talking about nonsense and this one said this in this country and all.
Right.
How about our home, our homeland first? That should be the first 15 minutes of the evening news every day.
Michael, I just want to remind, I just would like to make a point, because Mark talked about America first, that when I read, Larkin, letters to the editors of all the local papers I subscribe to, because I subscribe to our local papers, our dailies, what I see, Larkin, in letter after letter after letter, are pro-COVID vaccine people who say, and they identify themselves with a D after their names, who say the rest of the world shouldn't be getting a COVID vaccine before Americans. And I wrote my own letter to the editor to see if it gets published to say, well, looky here, Larkin. It looks like all those pro-COVID vaccine Democrats are actually America first after all. Ain't that something?
Well,
see, we're only against America first, Mark, until we're not.
Well, you know,
until we're not, right, Mark?
This
why
is why
would they give COVID vaccines to India? Whoa, what about all the Americans first, Michael? Who want to get the vaccine? And now all of a sudden Democrats have become nationalists. Are they flying swastikas around all of a sudden, Larkin? Ain't that something?
They're doing lotteries to get people out of the trees to come down. Ohio's giving $1 million away every week to one of the people who got vaccines during that week. And also, second prize is a fully paid college education at any Ohio school.
Is that right?
Yep. Yeah, that's what the lottery is.
Do you guys want to know? Do you want to know that I spoke when I got my second Moderna shot? Because I am a pro-COVID vaccine person, just to be clear, because I'm a pro-vaccine person, period. Do you know that when I asked a lady, Mark, a Democrat lady said to me, this vaccine is going to save millions of lives, prevent millions of hospitalizations, and when some get COVID after the vaccine, they're going to recover much easier. I said, ma'am, I asked her, knowing that the former president, by your own acknowledgement, saved millions of lives here and around the world by spearheading Operation Warp Speed, is it enough for you to vote for someone who saved millions of lives? And do you know what she said, Larkin? No. She actually said no. But and you're going to sit here and tell me that you're going to go and have a Socratic dialogue with them, Mark? You don't really believe that, do you guys?
Well,
you know, imagine being asked, would you? It's like if our audio engine, now our audio engineer has brought pleasure and joy to millions of Americans with his band's music, but imagine if our audio engineer saved millions of lives and I asked Mark, hey, you're going to vote for the guy who saved millions of lives? And you said, no, I would vote for Satan before I voted for him. Do you guys understand that?
Yeah.
Do you guys realize that saving millions of lives still isn't enough?
Well, this is why,
in the death cult of vote blue no matter who, no matter what, Larkin, millions of lives saved still not enough to break the grip of the cult.
But, Rich, there is a problem, and I want to say what my feeling is. Why are the Democrats, the Republicans, and the independents not screaming 24 hours a day? Where is a separate report telling us how this happened to us? Why don't we have an international report telling us why we did this? We lost people. We lost jobs. We lost businesses. We have now people afraid to go out. No one's saying a word.
Well, I mean, Congress is busy working on trying to figure out how January 6th happened.
Yeah, well, that's...
Even though I could very plainly explain it to them in nice words so that they would understand that. But that, along with the DA of New York City, what's he doing? Cyrus Vance Jr. He's out there trying to get Trump put in jail. The Democrats are still so annoyed that Trump beat the snot out of them in their own election.
But Larkin,
but they're not going to rest until they bury them.
But the thing is, somebody's phone is crackling. I just want to say this, that no matter, all this is understandable that you have people on both sides of the aisle and in the middle. But the problem is this: we're suffering in this country, and leadership that we had people go out and pull the levers for, and they're being paid to do a job along with all of their staff, in 14 months have not given me a report. Remember, I'm in human services. People ask me, Michael, when are we going to know what happened? When are we going to know what happened? I have no idea. I watch the news. I watch the programming during the daytime. No one says a word. Some people watch C-SPAN. They're standing up there talking all craziness. But no one's asking the question, how did this happen? How will we stop it from happening again, or at least knowing that it could happen again? That is the problem.
Well, listen, here's something that I just wanted to bring up very, very briefly to emphasize what Rich has said, and especially what Marcus said. I was told the other day, let's put it this way. We currently, in St. John's County, the county in which I live, St. Augustine, Florida, it has got a little over 3,000, 4,000, whatever, submitted and approved plans to build houses in this county, with just as many of those applications sitting on the table waiting to be processed. We're talking about an increase of somewhere in the neighborhood of 10,000 to 12,000 homes in this county. Here's the rub. This is like the Ford truck rub. Call your HVIC guy right now and tell him, I'm going to build 2 or 3 homes. I need whole home air conditioners.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you're going to hear? You can't have them. You can't find air conditioners right now because they are sitting in the shops, unable to be finished
right
as a whole air because of the component parts that are missing from China.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
So yeah, add that to the problem.
Which
so
means,
now
you Larkin,
got, now you got our,
which
trans-
means,
our trans- transportation
chain.
China did say that we will have those parts by September.
Which
we buy your
Michael,
air conditioner in October,
Michael,
so you'll be able to be cool next spring.
The answer to what is going to be done about it is the following. Absolutely not a damn thing.
Right.
The answer.
Well, I'll tell you what the harder...
When's the next stimulus check coming?
That's right.
Free.
That's right. You know, a person told me yesterday.
Mark, am I right?
I have to tell you this.
Yep.
An American worker who's unemployed, mainly because his business was downsized, mainly because they're in the building industry, they can't get the parts, they can't go and fix the houses, they can't do all of these things that would help them to be back employed with that business. But then I met the next person who listened to the other people talking how they can't get back to work because supplies are short. And they said to me, what are they complaining about? At this point, government is being very good to us. So this is a mentality in this country that has been allowed to be created. Some people want government to be God.
It's a culture change, Mike. And the restaurants you go to, if you realize that a lot of the owners are working, I see it around here, they're working 12, 16 hours. They can't find employees. They're trying to make it after this 16, 14-month break in work and the bubbles that came and the shortages. Now they just think they can switch, you know, flick that switch back on. Let me tell you this. I got to order my snowplows. I'm a Boss snowplow distributor, Western New York's, and by June 1st, by Tuesday, I've got to have my orders in. And if I don't take 300 plows, I don't get to be a distributor. But yet there's going to be no trucks available, Mike. So what do you do?
Right. Now, you know, it was, you know, I have to tell you this, you'll like this because many of you, especially Larkin, would know this and anybody around the shore points. The Irish and I were talking and we were trying to help some of the businesses at the shore points. Normally, they would bring in the summer workers from Ireland and Poland and a few other countries. But they usually came this year because of all the COVID. They can't get them. Some of the piers at the shore have 33% of their staff. No, they can't find staff at any money, at any money. I don't want to mention the pier, but Morley's and all these others. They're looking for people. So they're calling around, seeing if there's any hope that there will be a release of students to come from Europe to help them on our piers in America, which they did every year. And they were able to stay into September and start school late back home. But the thing is, the bottom line is, all this chaos, nobody wants to work. People who are out on unemployment. And by the way, I had another very good discussion on a radio program, which I would like to share with you. And I think, Mark, you would understand this as an active, very active businessman, and you too, Rich. If the government gave you the extra money to keep that person in your employment system, that would be better than giving that person unemployment directly, because that person would then be part of your system, be more wanting to be with you rather than be out just waiting, when will this thing go on? Somebody now told me that it may be extended from September the 6th to September the 30th. So that's another couple months we're just going to have playing around with nobody available. The people don't know, oh, I'll just be getting my kids back to school. And we have to understand one more thing. Almost half of the people in the workforce today are women. A lot of them are younger women. If they are home with a child, it's hard for them to return to the workforce. None of that's being discussed on CNN, in the national news, all these 6:30 news shows go on. We don't hear anything about it.
Michael, do you guys remember years ago on air, I introduced the Why Work Party?
Mark. Yes, I do remember.
like George Carlin once said, I'm ahead of my time, but only by an hour and a half.
Yeah.
The fact that that prediction came true, Larkin, brings me no joy and no pleasure at all.
Well, you know, my grandmother, God bless her soul. She was a businesswoman. She did have a few businesses. And God bless her. When somebody said, you know, I just want to bum around or whatever, she said, oh, no, don't do that to yourself. Get a job. You know, stay active. Don't do this kind of stuff. We're teaching people now from the government level. Don't worry about it. Government will take care of you. If you don't have the money, we'll give you welfare. If we can't give you welfare, we'll give you something else. We'll give you food stamps. We'll give you rent assistance. We'll give you everything possible to make you dependent on government. Dependent on government. Like that person said to me, what's the problem? We now want government to be everything. This is our payback time. This is a mentality I've never imagined would be possible, but it's happening. And people tell it directly to me. No, they don't have a second thought. Oh, well, Michael, don't worry. Don't work yourself up over it. It's just the way it is. While the people at the shore who need to have those employees, who need to make their money during the summer season, can't find workers. Can't find workers.
Isn't it something Annan Flag and Valley Forge Flag, they can't make our flags. We can't get a next flag shipment until July 1st, guys. Usually it's thousands, and they gave us 200 like a couple of weeks ago, but they can't find workers. They have the materials. It's not foreign-made. They're 100% made in America, but they cannot find workers. We're getting emails, Mike. I share some of them. You won't believe, but none of this is talked on national TV. It's just, you know, here they need workers, but they're giving money to people to stay home. It's just no common sense. If you made a problem, fix it.
You know, Mark, you said a few weeks ago, you said we need a common sense vaccine.
Yes.
Several people picked
Thank
that up, and they said, my God, Mark Andel, send him a crown. That's the best line I ever heard. We need a common sense vaccine in America. We need to have rules and regs now for our people to be able to be elected. They have to really tell us before they're elected. You know why? We're paying them, American workers, the good people trying to work and pay their bills. We're paying them to do what? Not even to give us a national report, let alone be part of an international report as to how this happened to us and how this is not going to happen again, or how they're going to work to make sure it never happens again. I never hear any of that stuff. It's mostly political party politics that does not help the American worker or get people back to work in this country. You're talking about Annan flags. Ladies and gentlemen, when you're going out to buy a flag, first of all, make sure that you have a sticker on there that says Made in America. Annan flags, of course, are made in America. A few others, too. However, this is another opportunity. Oh, well, Annan can't supply us, so we'll get the flags from a foreign country and put them in our stores because people are going to want to put them up. We're pleading with people to put them up for Memorial Day, for 4th of July, keep them up through the summer, through September, and then through Labor Day, and also, you know, all the things that are going on in November to remember our veterans. No flags. They're going to give that to you 2 days before or 3 days before the 4th of July. This is craziness. Total craziness.
Michael, can I make a point on that?
Yes.
And it relates from Mark again. And I failed to mention last week that I had purchased another green screen that had some Made in America components. This week, I purchased, Mark, couple of some greeting cards made in the U.S., which doesn't matter if you repeat your purchase. Our audio engineer got a baking pan that he's going to make some pot brownies for his kids to mellow them out a little bit. And this week, Mark, I'm going to be getting from you steak knives because Sue wrote back to me to let me know you got the steak knives stock that I want to get.
Yeah, the Rada.
And yesterday, Michael, because I'm an equal opportunity offender, I attended a local Republican club where they were selling Larkin some wares and some American flag pins, and I happened to look at the pins. And where do you think, at a Republican club, where do you think the pins were made, Mark?
Oh, yeah, my favorite place.
I
asked one of my favorite questions, who's in charge here? And I met the person in charge. And I pulled him aside because, you know, I'm not there to shame anyone, right? But I pulled him aside and I asked him, Do you think it's appropriate at a Republican club to sell American pins made in the People's Republic of China?
And the reply.
You know what he said, Mark? I had never really thought about that. I said, well, guess what?
And we have them pins, Rich, 100%.
Today's your lucky day, because I'm going to, and I pulled up your site, provided it to him.
Love it.
And I let him know that I'll be attending the meeting in July to see if they're now selling American-made pins from your store, Mark.
Perfect.
And I let everybody know, don't worry, I will be here in July. If I'm living, I'll be here. If I'm in a coma, I'll tell my wife, wheel my hospital bed into that meeting to find out if they're selling those pins from your store, Mark. And
I love it.
And here's what I've learned about threat making. Don't ever make a threat you ain't willing to follow up on. If they're anything that I am, I'm a crazy man of my word.
Right.
My wife thinks I'm crazy, but I told my wife that's precisely why we get it done, though.
That's right.
Just like you're crazy, Mark, right? It's
right.
Nuts with you. Now, look, I'm not here to shame anyone, but it goes to show you, that not even, right, the Republic, right, small bit, you know, Patriot, America First, all that BS, right? No. What are you doing about it? They didn't think about it. But that's okay. It was their lucky day because I was there, and I was wearing my pin from your store on my suit jacket, which basically is my communion suit because I never dress up. And I said, you guys are going to get these pins from your store. So, Mark, I'm going to follow up with you. Oh, and Mark, as a side note, I'd like to know where my hat is that I ordered also. I'm very excited to get that.
Oh, I got to find out for you.
Yeah, so that's it. That's my main America rant. Those are the products that I purchased in the last couple of weeks. So sorry I failed to mention, Michael. Wanted to let everyone know.
Rich, it's a wonderful report, and I would like everybody listening and everybody who's listening to tell their family about Mark's store. Go right to AmericanWorkersNeedYou.com, and the store link is right there. Click on it. Look through what he has. There's a question. You can send a question in. If they have something, you'll know. You know, Mark, this is very interesting. And Larkin, you can understand this too. We were talking with a few business associations here in southeastern Pennsylvania. And they said, Michael, in the last 10 years, a lot of the business associations have changed unbelievable. First of all, many business associations are name only. It's a nice idea. Instead of having 50, 60, 70 people come to a meeting, they get four or five who decide for everyone else. Also, they said in the past, they would try to help one another, help community events, help, you know, to get people together. That's not how it is anymore. Many of the newer business people that are opening up their stores don't have the time to be involved. Many of them are not American born, and they're not interested in being part of any of these types of associations. And they're not interested in politics. They're not interested. They're only interested in one thing. My bottom line, I want to have people come in. And if I have to pay money to a business association, that only costs me money. And how do I know I'm getting my money returned to me? So I listened and I said, well, it's time for all the business associations to get up and do what they're supposed to do. In fact, they should be the people contacting political leaders, asking them for facts and figures, how they can help things to get back to normal. What can they do to communities? Not just talk about how we're going to tax this group or give them a 10-year abatement so that they would move into a community and bring in 100 jobs. Well, let's talk about everybody having some benefit for doing some business in the city, the states. There's none of that going on. You don't hear about it. I don't hear about it. When a business association tells me that, I agree because I'm not here about it myself. And I know from working in the community, 10, 12, 15 years ago, you would have a lot of business associations. They were talking about American workers. They were talking about, you know, getting together to offer benefits, insurance plans or something, group this and group that. That's not happening anymore. That's another part of America's fabric of business that has been lost. It's time to get that back up and running again.
Isn't it something, Mike, when the pandemic started, that they talked about the toilet paper shortage, the big product shortage, toilet paper, and that made national news, but none of our stuff today.
Nothing.
Our businesses are fighting the fight, and I used to call it survival mode. I don't know more because this is normal mode. Always trying to, you know, you never get 2 feet up on a desk. There's never no comfort and security running a business in these climates. It's just amazing to me how that national media is used. And one thing Trump did expose was the corruption in our Washington, our government, our media, the election system. And I hope that Biden and the administration carries on and tries to fix this corruption so we can trust these outlets again, Mike.
Well, it's time for national leaders, business leaders, to start asking questions publicly. Publicly,
yeah.
Not behind closed doors, but
we
call a press conference. We have to see it. What the hell is going on? If extended unemployment is hurting America's businesses, let's know about it. Let's demand that it be ended immediately. Everybody back on the street to get a job.
They're going to deny it. Biden already has denied that his accelerated unemployment plan has had any effect on people returning to work. And
isn't that something, Larry?
I mean, I'll tell you what, he's getting so many Pinocchios that it's not funny. He called the Georgia election or the new election law in Georgia, he called it Jim Crow. In 2021, the Washington Post did an investigation of all the remarks that he made against the people of Georgia and their new laws, and he got four Pinocchios. Now, five is max. You can't get more than five Pinocchios. And he got four Pinocchios on that one. And, you know, I thank the Post for being honest up front and not afraid to publish something like that. I'll also make note that they had primary elections in the state of Texas last week. And I'm going to call to sorts a small city south of Houston. 78,000 people live in the city, and they, you know what came out to the primary? 705 people.
Oh, wow.
In a city of 78,000.
So what was that again, Mark Larkin? 705 people? I was complaining that they were saying 15% in some of our counties in this part.
That's less than 10.
Oh, I know. That's disgraceful.
It's disgraceful. And it's a primary. Who cares? Well, listen, if you don't voice your opinion in the primary, you're going to have to end up electing somebody in the regular election that you don't even want to vote for.
You know, the primary is very, very important. People don't understand that, because you're making a selection from two people that are actually really debating within their own party.
Did you hear what Larkin said?
Philadelphia is
1%. That's a 1% turnout. That's 1% more than a deceased person would have gotten in a primary. 1%, Larkin.
You know, Larkin, I'm going to ask you something. I really think, and I gave this opinion on a radio show, and a guy really liked it a lot. I said to him, I think it's time for business shareholders to say, let's get together and manufacture more in America. And the guy said to me, that's a wonderful idea. I said, from what I see, the greed of the last 30, 35 years destroyed the world. It's hurting the investors, the shareholders' children, their grandchildren, and their grandchildren's children. Maybe we should present it that way. Do you realize you're hurting your own family?
The problem is that business, free enterprise, I mean, Mark is in this because his heart is in it. There's no question of that. We all know that and understand that. But he's also in it to feed his family and to feed the families of his family and everybody else that works for him in the Made in America stores. Profit is kind of number one in a free enterprise environment. You have to make a profit or you're not going to be around for long. And so when a decision is made to buy something from China on a regular basis, like Ford did, okay, so you took $150, $250, I'll give you $1,000 off the sticker price of the average Ford F-150, which is over $30,000 now. And now what you have is 48,000 F-150s sitting around because your supplier handed it to you. I mean, he virtually dropped your trousers and handed you your own butt. So, you know, the equation has many more parts to it now than it did before. It's not just simple profit anymore. It's feeding the people downline. It's feeding the economy of your home and other hometowns across this country. It's a lot deeper than that, and so I agree with
that.
It's
time for people to wise up and speak up. You know, Larkin, big profits are one thing, but you can't take money with you to heaven or hell. So why aren't they making Earth the great place to be for their families first? For their families, the long-term visibility and productivity of their families, the future of their families. Hey, let me tell you something. People don't think. It's all short-term thinking.
I want you to have a violin playing in the background the next time you come through with that, because that's about what it's worth.
That's right.
We're charged. Now, if, in fact, the people that work for you had a stake in the company and they were shareholders, long-termers that have been around and earned stock in the company, well, then it's going to be tougher for senior management to say, yeah, I'm going to buy this in China because I can save 97 cents a part. Well, 97 cents doesn't sound like a lot of money until you consider that you sell 7.5 million of those parts a year. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden we're talking about $6 million. So, you know, it's a very deep and hard issue. There are places where we have to bring the supply back to this country, or it's going to have a huge impact on our downstream manufacturing. I mean, we just have to bring it back here. We can't have the guts of a whole home air conditioner or an F-150 sitting in China, the country that nobody wants to say was responsible for, but now Fauci's even saying what conservative Republicans said 6 months ago, and it was poo-pooed as the second biggest lie, the first big lie being that Trump won the election. And, you know, nobody would give it any voice or time. Now, all of a sudden, what's the big topic? It happened in the Wuhan lab, and nobody can tell us why or how.
But why not?
But because you just can't. Because.
If you got a flat tire, you have to take it to get the nail out or the screw or the stone. You know,
but I'm not talking about New York talking to Illinois. I'm talking about United States of America talking to the People's Republic of China.
Internationally, this should be a question asked by every president of every country from around the world.
Yeah.
No country should be allowing their people to become ill, have the possibility of becoming ill, have their workers displaced, their children in chaos, and no one's asking. No one is asking. I asked two people from the media, and they said, oh, Michael, this is, going to hurt the Asian people if we speak up about it. I said, no, the Asian people who live in America or in other countries, they're Americans. What happened? If you were riding down I-95 and you got a screw, a nail, a stone in your tire, you got a flat tire, you fix it or you sit there forever. This is where we are right now. We are sitting here forever not knowing.
With flat tires.
We've been waiting 14 months with a flat tire, and no one is willing to acknowledge what it's all about.
What are you going to do once you find out?
Well, then, first of all, an apology and an explanation of how they feel it happened would help. Number one.
What?
And
would help what?
Would help the people
Make
understand.
People feel
yes, they, I would feel better knowing that it did come from country A or country B. And that country is looking to address it so that it never happens again.
I don't care. All I care about is that the CIA knows and that the CIA tells the right people, including the People's Republic of China. If you do that again, you're gonna face consequences that you don't even really want to think about, let alone happen to you.
Larkin,
it's that simple.
The people,
I don't care.
The people who suffered, the people, the families who watched their own family die and suffer through anything during this process should also have closure. Working in the field, I will tell you, people ask me all the time, are they working? When will they let us know? I still miss my mom or my dad. I can't believe I was not able to give them a final hug because of this virus. And yet nobody knows where it came from, and nobody is willing to question it. We are going to be marking Memorial Day on Monday. Let's add something to Memorial Day. Let's remember all those who suffered and died for America and in battle. And also let's take a minute or so to remember all those who died by a virus that is still not identified.
And, Mike, I'd like to mention we got a new e-gift card for MadeInAmericaStore.com. You can go online and get an e-gift card, so anybody around the country can now buy a gift card for anybody around the country.
Beautiful. Mark, you are a genius. You're the man who's more than the genius. Please do go to AmericanWorkersRadio.com, and right there on the front page you'll see Mark's picture. Click on that and his symbol, Made in America Store. Help Mark so that he is able to help us. Ladies and gentlemen, until next Wednesday at 11 or this Saturday at 11, I wish you and yours the very best. Please support America. Make sure you talk up American Made. And of course, we look forward to having you back with us next Wednesday here on 860 or on the internet at AmericanWorkersRadio.com. Until then, God bless. Best wishes to you and yours.
Have a great week, guys. God bless.